I hope everybody's doing well today. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. You already know the vibes when I come through. It's always a bang. Now, you already know that the last few episodes, I said to y'all that I'm going to have a mix of people coming in and telling their experiences as far as like either growing up with a without a mom, growing up without a dad, growing up without parents, or growing up with parents. They separated, or growing up with parents and they never separated but also affected their lives. Now, I do have a guest on our show today. And she goes by the name of Lauren. She's 28 years old. She was born and raised in Los Angeles, California. She moved away from home by maybe 2014. She is now married. Been in the military for about a year. Pretty much she had quit her job at Disney and got a ticket out for the next chapter of her life. And now she's in Oklahoma City. She spent 5 years there, got married, started school. And she went on being a registered medical nurse assistant, a medical assistant. And she also, what she did, she had a beautiful daughter. And she goes by the name of Jaylene. I hope I'm saying it right. It was only her husband, and the pregnancy, and they did what they had to do. She gave birth in 2015. And also, with everything, she actually ended up being now in Dover, Delaware. And with that being said, she also has created Essential Kisses. And that is something that we would talk about more during the show so that you guys can look it up. It is a very nice product that she has. And Lauren, tell everybody, you know, hi. Hey, girl.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, girl. I try to be a little productive today, but I'm tired.
I feel you.
So, you know, I know where you're from and everything, and I put you on the show because you had an experience in your life that I feel like was very interesting. And
yes.
What I wanted to know is that when you was with your parents, the information you gave me, you said that your parents separated and it just like changed your life emotionally. So when did that happen? When did your parents separate?
So they separated, what was it? The first week of my 11th grade year. I was just starting... I was just, again, starting 11th grade. I was about to be on varsity track. I was getting ready for the season. And then, boom. Life.
She said life. So I can only imagine that, like, OD affected you. And, like, I already know, like, you had to have faced challenges when that happened. And, you know, I want to know more about that.
So, basically, so when my parents separated, it was very traumatic because they separated and then all of a sudden we had to move. I had to start a new school. So I'm just like, well, this is fun. And I wasn't really, really happy about that. Wasn't too happy because I had to move out of my childhood home back to where we were before, and I'm just like, why? Like, this is stupid. So I was just so confused.
Did you ever find out why they separated?
Yes and no, but I already know some questions will never be answered, and I'm okay with that because I still have a good relationship with both my parents to this day. So I'm okay with that.
Okay, I want to know, girl, get to the spills, like...
Girl, I tried.
But what did they tell you? Like, I don't know if I'm opening a box I'm not supposed to open, but are you okay talking about it?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, so what did they tell you why they separated?
Well, it was just, from my point of view, what I got from it was just they wasn't on the same page anymore. And... it was time for my dad to go. Like, my dad left. So, and I'm a daddy girl. So, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, you're going to leave me too? All right, bet. Like, wow. That's how I felt. Yeah.
Ooh, That had to be something deeper than that. But like you said, they ain't going to tell you the whole truth, though. They like, you know what?
Right.
She going to be all right. She probably going to learn one day, maybe not.
And like I always tell my little sister, I'm like, again, there's some questions we will never know the answer to, and we have to respect that. Mm-hmm. So, and that took me a long time to learn.
Wow. And then when you actually... how was it when you actually had to go to a different school? I know you had to meet different friends.
It was very interesting. So I basically moved back to my old apartment complex, where I actually grew up before I moved into our childhood home. So I didn't know anybody. I only knew like one or two people there. But the first day there, I met my now best friend. So that was a blessing in disguise. Like, she walked me to get my books from the library. So that was cool. But, I mean, it wasn't too bad because it was the same high school that my brother went to. So some of his old teachers were still there. So I was like, oh, yeah, I'm my brother's little sister. Hey, y'all. But I found my clique. I found my friends. I had some cool teachers. Graduated. So I was good.
Wow. So even though... it's just more like it really affected you more emotionally, right? I've been very confused, and you were so used to having your parents together. So I think that was the biggest impact as far as emotion was concerned.
Right. Yes, because I didn't know what it was like to have a dad as like a teenager in the house versus growing up with him when I was little. Because I had the, oh, daddy, teach me how to ride a bike. Teaching how to do this, but not the teenager. Like, it's different questions you ask your dad when you're a teenager versus when you're like 7.
Yeah.
So, and then there was another female involved, which was his wife. So I had to like get to know her, get to know her kids. So it was just a lot of emotions that I didn't know what to do with them.
Daddy moved on quick.
Ooh. Girl.
Girl. All right. I mean, hey, it usually happens that way. You know, my parents separated when I was 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, my mom, she didn't really date anybody after my dad. But my dad, though, he already had somebody. I was like, damn, dad, I see you. Okay, when this shit happened, like, hey, where was I? You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Like I said, some stuff I have questions to that will never be answered. I kind of just go with the flow. Yeah. It is what it is.
I know what you mean, but... I definitely know what you mean. And for all you guys that are, all you people that are listening, even the youth, even young adults right now that has experienced having their parents separated and kind of was raised with them, you guys can understand how we feel too, because it's just like, you know, parents don't really want to tell you the full 100% truth. I understand sometimes we want to know it, but it's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, our parents always have a reason why.
Right.
You know, they always have
a reason why. And I totally agree with that.
You know, so, and then now that we are mothers, we definitely can understand certain things, you know.
Right. So the older I get, the more I understand.
Yep. And that's really what it is. And that's probably why they didn't tell you right then and there, like, oh, yeah, Lauren doesn't know now. She's going to know when she gets a little older.
Right.
All right. So,
and I'm not pointing no fingers. I'm not judging. It's just, it wasn't the right time for me to know what happened or figure it out, you know? Yeah. But like I said, as I get older, I'm like, well, that piece went to that piece. Boom. Okay. So, but yeah.
And so you ended up staying with your mom, right?
Yes.
Okay. And did you feel like you had enough support, like growing up and facing these challenges and emotionally and being with your mom, did he give you support still, or it was still a challenge?
So my dad was there still. Again, we did get like the visitation whole situation thing. He was always a phone call away. I've had my moments where I've called him and yelled at him and cried to him, not knowing why I'm actually calling and yelling at you. Or where this anger came from. But again, now that I'm older, and my sister is basically literally going through the same thing I went through with my dad. I see why I did that, but I can't force her out of her emotion because she has to go through it.
And how old
is she? Well, my little sister, she's 24. So when I was going through it, I was around like 18, 19, 20. So it's around the same era. But she's the baby girl okay. on my dad's side. So she's basically like, why weren't you there? But he was there, but he wasn't there how he was there for me when I was little versus when she was my age. He wasn't there like, oh, my dad taught me how to ride a bike, but my dad didn't type of thing. So she hurt with that type of situation versus me with the emotions, because I was the older child. So I got to figure out what happened for me and my little sister to be okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you was mostly there for her emotionally as she was going through the motions.
Right. As I'm going through the motions as well. Still trying to figure out.
Together. Okay.
Right. So different levels of daddy for different daughters. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know, and I do appreciate you for coming to my platform. And I know that with this, how can I say, with all these emotions you had in these experiences, it led you, you have your own family now.
Yes, I do.
You know, you have your husband and you have your daughter, and I'm sure you're happy. I mean, I'm sure, you know, you guys have, is it teamwork make the dream work, you know?
Yes. All the time.
And trust me, I know that you're gonna break that cycle, you know. Is to death put what's that saying, to death pull us apart,
to death do us part. Yes, Lord.
There you go. I don't even think death gonna do y'all part, because the way how you be talking about your husband, girl, you love that man.
I do.
That's what's up.
I do.
Back like up, baby,
this year we will be together 10 years in July. Right.
July what?
You see me.
Right, girl.
July 10th of this year will make 10 years. Me and my husband have been in this life together.
You know what's so crazy? This about to trip you out. You said July 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
That's my birthday.
See? Look at that. See?
That's
perfect.
My birthday right there. My dad's birthday, July 11th. That's crazy.
Oh, wow. That is crazy.
Yes, girl. See, it was meant for us to meet each other. Amen.
Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Now, I want to know now, with all this emotions you had and this motivation, and pretty much this gave you an ambition. This gave you a dream. This gave you a goal. And I want to talk about your business. What you got going on over there with Essential Kisses?
Okay, so Essential Kisses was established. Actually, I got my LLC approved on my birthday of last year. Because I really don't wear makeup, but I do wear lip gloss. And I got tired of buying lip gloss. I was like, let me just stop and make my own or create my own business. It took me about maybe 2 months to brainstorm everything, failed trials of lip gloss everywhere, glitter everywhere. I found a vendor, and boom, I got my website up and Essential Kisses open. And with all the emotion behind it, I just needed something for myself to say I did it. I did have my parents on my side. My dad is always like, go for it, do it. You only can say no to yourself, like, do it, go for it. If it messes up, figure out what happened, like, keep going. Like, he's always pushing me to do better. Don't matter what it is, how it's going, just do it and see what happens. So, I mean, again, he's always been a good support system. It's just we've had some issues, but over the years, we figured that out. And I could go to him with any question in the book, and he'd be like, well, you want me to give you the 100%? Give me 102. And we good. But with all that emotion and all my support from my mom as well, and then just what I've been through, I wanted something for myself. Not saying I struggled when I was little. It's just I put my emotions that I have balled up or just waiting to come out into something that is for me. And it's coming out, but in a good way. Amen. I'm not yelling. I'm not crying. I'm not fussing. I'm producing.
You at peace.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. You are at peace, queen. Because yes. There's a lot of people out here, especially in your age, that's not at peace.
No.
You know, they a trigger of, like I said on a poem that I wrote, a trigger of emotion can make anybody tight.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I still struggle, but I still try to find that peace at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, hey, we're not perfect. At the end of the day, right. It's progression and not perfection.
You right.
Know? And the fact that you were able to actually notice and you actually can digest it and you actually can think before you act, or even if you react first. I know right. That you don't go too hard. It's not like you about to like pull out a knife on somebody and be like, hey.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. No.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you able to contain your anger and
yes.
you didn't suffer a lot of pain. It was mostly you moving out of the bubble that you was in. Like you said, you was in track, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it was your first week in 11th grade. So, if it was me, I would have been upset too. I know my peoples already. I know my friend. I probably was gonna go have lunch next week with Ashley, right. And then you all gonna mess me up. Yeah. Trust me when I say it. It's difficult to move to a different location, especially when you are a teenager.
So, right.
And I'm sure that everybody that's listening can relate to that. If their parents, you know, separated or had to pretty much leave the state that they was in, you know, so I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to that. And also with your product, with your lip gloss product, because I know there was something that you had. It's organic, right?
Yes. So my product, so I have lip gloss and I have matte lipstick. Both products are vegan and 100% cruelty free, so no animals was harmed during the production. So we're good. So everything is healthy, it's safe. We're all good over here.
That's what I'm talking about. And if anybody want to go ahead and order, or if anybody want to go ahead and follow you, where can they find you at, Lauren?
So I do have a website. It's called www.essentialkisses.com. I have a Facebook page. I have a TikTok now. I have an Instagram, but it's literally just essentialkisses.com.
All right. And also with your Instagram, you have your products posted on your Instagram?
Yes. So I have all my lipsticks, all my lip glosses. Right now, I have a Valentine's Day bundle coming out. So be on the lookout for that one. And then I have another surprise bundle coming out. So I got a lot of bundles, a lot of surprises coming soon. So just be on the lookout for me.
That's good. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and search her up, essentialkisses.com. You hear what she said? It's 100% organic. It's vegan. Y'all don't hear that on a lot of lip gloss or products to put on your lips and stuff like that. So that's pretty,
right.
You know, safe and healthy. So make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all follow her. What is the name of your Instagram? Is it the same thing?
Yep. So it's Essential Kisses straight across. I'm the only one there. My page is open. You can click everything. I have my website and my bio. If y'all have any questions, DM me on anything. I'm open to whatever questions, suggestions, everything.
All right. So y'all already know what time it is. You know, this right here was a very good conversation, because not only you was able to express how you felt when your parents separated, but the greatest thing that you know happened is that you still close with your mother and your father.
And yes.
A lot of people don't have that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And your trauma, your pain, it deteriorated because you still had that love and you still had that support from your mother and your father. And God bless them, by the way. God bless
them. Thank you.
And they raised a beautiful young lady. You know, you're welcome,
Tubu.
You're welcome. And the most important thing that I got out of this conversation is that you have a beautiful family.
Yes.
And how can I say, the love that you have for your husband and the foundation that you guys have, it sounds like it's stronger than what your parents had.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and girl, I
believe that's my number. That's my main goal, is basically to not be like my parents. I mean, that sounds cliche, but I went through some stuff. So I'm trying not to go down that route to where I have to do that or go through something. So I try to make sure home is good before anything else.
Girl, you don't try, you do it. Let me tell y'all, audience, real quick. Okay, you know when a woman is in love with her husband, when that woman talk about her husband every day. You hear me? You hear what I'm saying? Even if you hear a little something and it reminds her of her husband, she go ahead and boom. Oh, this is Mamiya. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful, girl. When I tell you that's thank beautiful, you. That is a beautiful thing. And I know that the love is there. I can feel it. You know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? I can feel it. And with that being said, we are spreading love. This is what we're spreading right now, is love. You know, because we don't have a lot of love out here. A lot of people don't believe in love because people came into their life, showed them fake love, and left them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And or show them what they wanted to what they wanted to see, but it really wasn't real. So
agreed.
It's very important to, when you meet somebody, become their friend, then become their lover.
Exactly. 100%.
And that goes a long way.
So, 10 years.
Yes, that definitely goes a long way. And I, like I said, Queen, I appreciate you for coming to my platform.
Thank you.
Y'all make sure y'all follow the Queen, Essential Kisses, straight across on Instagram. And her website is www.essentialkisses.com. Y'all make sure y'all check out her products. Her products is really dope. It's real. It's 100% vegan. It's organic. So I really believe for all my peoples out there that are vegan, I know y'all going to be very interested in this. So y'all make sure y'all check out her website. Y'all know where to find me at. Wisdom the Healer with a Z, LLC. At Instagram. Also my Facebook, Wisdom the Healer. My Twitter, Wisdom the Healer. If y'all want to follow me on Snap, that's when I be a little comedian sometimes. Wisdom 828. Now, y'all know what I always say. One smile spreads everywhere. Until next time.